Trump wants to end conflict between Russia, Ukraine, according to Kremlin advisor. President Donald Trump expressed an urgent desire on June 14 to end the conflict in Ukraine just hours before he confirmed that his administration secured a peace deal between the United States and Iran. The president echoed willingness to assist with peace talks between Ukraine and Russia during a 55-minute phone call with President Vladimir Putin. As you might expect, it was not merely an exchange of pleasantries, Kremlin foreign policy adviser Yuri Ushakov noted in a statement. Ushakov said the chat between the two leaders was informal and said that Trump once again stressed the importance of ceasing hostilities, and indicated he would also do so at the G7 summit. The G7 summit, held from June 15 through June 17 in Avion-les-Bains, France, will be attended by leaders from France, Britain, Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United States, and the European Union. He claimed that he is ready to influence both his European partners and Kyiv, including during the upcoming contacts at the G7 summit, the Russian advisor said in a summary of the Trump-Putin call. Trump suggested that new prospects could open up for Russia-US relations if the war in Ukraine ended sooner. The Epoch Times reached out to the White House for comment but did not hear back by time of publication. Trump separately had a conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. "President Trump at POTUS and I had a very good conversation today on many key topics, the war, its roots, diplomatic opportunities, and the positions of our partners," Zelensky wrote in an X post on Sunday. "I thank the U.S. President for all the assistance the United States has provided," he said. "We agreed on our meeting. In the coming days, G7 meetings will take place in Europe, and of course, Ukraine, our defense, and our prospects for achieving peace will be among the main topics." Trump's calls to the dueling leaders occurred earlier in the day, before Trump announced the peace deal between Washington and Tehran. The peace deal was officially announced just before 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time on June 14, ending the conflict that started on February 28. "The deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete," Trump wrote. "Congratulations to all. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz, and, simultaneously herewith, authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines. Let the oil flow." The official signing ceremony is expected to take place on June 19 in Switzerland, according to Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif. Both sides have declared the immediate and permanent termination of military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon, Sharif said. "We would like to thank the United States of America and the Islamic Republic of Iran for their commitment to finding a diplomatic solution to the conflict.